I'm seeing the Connolly this morning.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you one thing. You know, Mike Farrell sent me a note with plans for the year. You know, he's been awfully good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know he wants to stay.
Well, then, if he does, he'll stay.
Huh?
If he does, he'll stay. I don't really...
Because he's the best one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's thought of so many good things, like we've trained the men.
Great.
You know,
great.
The guides.
Right.
He really is exceptional. Now he's planning ahead for a garden tour.
The point was that some thought he didn't want to stay, and some said he didn't.
No, I think it's his assistant, a young assistant.
Yeah.
He mentioned that.
Well.
What, you know, the press course is asking whether we are going to do Thanksgiving, huh?
Well, when is it?
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
From today.
Well, I think we just have family dinner. With all of the events coming up for the Christmas season, this will have to be a very big Christmas season. You know, I wish we ought to get up to thinking on that now. You know, the decorations, have them up early, and so forth.
Oh yeah, I've got that all.
But what I meant is that, and also the cards and everything. We've got to have an unusual large number. I want to send them to, you know, a lot of people. Well. I'll do a little thinking, let you know. Don't worry about it.
No.
But I meant, have in mind that we're going to have to do quite a few, you know, to people that have worked in the campaign and all that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Not the big ones, but the little ones.
Yeah.
Our lists are longer now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so on this one, anyway, around Christmas, we want to have this.
Are you going to do anything about telegrams and letters and so forth that have come in?
I've been working on it, yeah. You mean to try to...
You know what I thought?
We're trying to reply to a few of their friends, and that we've got forms for a hell of a lot and so forth, but it's just a mess. I guess kicking everybody in the tail to get it done and right.
Because I got a lot, too.
Sure.
To send the regular card. And what I had thought would be nice is, you know, a family photo and just a little message inside there. Now they're any more expensive than just the engraved card. The trouble about replying to them, you have to look up the addresses.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might...
You mean, what are they doing? Sending an engraved card?
Well, that was the thinking, but it's in your hands now.
Yeah.
And, you know, once before we sent one with a family picture and a fold over.
60. Yeah.
And then the little message was inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Well, I don't know what they're...
I'll try to get at that today.
With you now.
I'm trying to get that at that, and I agree that
because
we ought to...
Because our people are already typing envelopes that will fit something,
mm-hmm.
So whatever we make would
on the Christmas cards and that, I'm glad I mentioned
not
that.
Not on the Christmas cards, but on the thank you.
But I got to have in mind that those can be very useful, too. And I don't mean we're going to send those to millions, but like all of our chairman and so forth, and our labor chairman and Democrat chairman and all that sort of thing, and as well as the...
Yeah, well, I...
re-election, we've got to have them.
See, Sandy Fox...
Yeah.
...orders those, and I think he should be...
Yeah, I'll get right at it. I've got to get them over here today.
To order more than maybe we're getting, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, on the Thanksgiving, though,
the thank you notes don't need to go, just a Christmas card. These people, or you don't want to get them on a list,
Some could get that, but some need a thank you note, and I'll do. It's a good thought. I hadn't thought of the Christmas card possibility, but I'll get at that right now and try to see how we can sort some of it out. Good. What is the situation on the Thanksgiving thing? I mean, I don't think we really need to have a... I think you just say we're going to have family dinner because we just haven't had opportunity to plan something. Can't we say that?
Oh, sure.
What do you think? Or you have in mind something?
No, I don't, because it's too late now to get going on it.
Yeah, you know, like we had the old folks and we've had the veterans and all that sort of thing.
I think that, you know, a week is hardly time to plan.
That's what I think. It's only a week away. And let's just say that we're having family dinner in the White House and making... Just that's all, okay. And not plan the big deal of the. I mean, not try to plan a big Thanksgiving thing right at this point because we're just too. I think we're too busy to do it right now, really.
Yeah.
And just say we're. But
that's all right. They probably won't get me. They asked me yesterday.
The Christmas thing. I certainly hope that you can. Hopefully, I would like to get up and then. we may want to, in order to let some special invited guests come, rather than just have these people from Washington. You see, the trouble with the regular tours is that many times, you know, those evening tours and so forth, just the Washington people come. We want, tourists are fine from out of the state, but our whole ploy from now on has got to not to be the District of Columbia and the District of Columbia kids and all that. You know, they get too much. The ploy has got to be the people from outside.
Well, but of course, everybody's home at Christmas. They're not traveling around.
That's my point. That's the point is, though, we're going to try to put out some...
Well, maybe we don't have the candlelight.
Some invitations to think, no, we won't.
I don't think you can invite people to a tour from out of
town. Well, we'll see. But the point, we wouldn't invite them. You don't understand. I mean, if they're here, or if they're going to be here.
Oh, yeah, that's another...
You know, that's what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
We took Mamie to the play last night.
Oh, good.
The Last of Mrs. Lincoln, you know. It's very good.
Is it good?
She came for dinner.
That's good.
So,
she came to dinner, too?
Mm-hmm.
Was she happy?
Oh, very happy.
Feeling better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in great shape. Everything.
Well, that's good.
We had a picture taken with Julie Harris, who plays Mrs. Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they'll use it or not. But the three first ladies, you know.
Well, of hell, they won't.
Good idea.
Well, they'll use it all over America. You got to assume. I tried to get everybody through
dumb
skulls here. You know, we don't want it here.
No.
Because it doesn't matter. District of Columbia is one of the few places we didn't carry. By 80%. Huh?
Right.
And so that's it. Incidentally, good, then Julie will be here Saturday night. And Tricia, too, is where is she going to be?
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Check on it.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you can come, fine. If not, why, we'll see you.
Okay.
Back. I'm going to stay here. I got to see Conley today and the other group tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.